I'm excited to be in Fresno. This is the food bowl of the U.S., not only in California. Provided all kind of produce, particularly. A lot of people don't realize Fresno produce 80% of the garlic in the U.S. of A. Everybody have garlic. I have garlic for breakfast, I have garlic for lunch, and garlic for dinner.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. Would you come my
way? Garlic is used. Everybody know garlic using Italian cuisine, but a lot of people don't realize. You go to Korea, they eat garlic all day long. They have garlic in every. You go to different part of Asia, garlic is used. Garlic is not only a wonderful aromatic, but garlic is also good for your health. We can turn garlic into garlic ice cream, garlic noodle, garlic pasta, Sichuan hot and spicy kung pao chicken with lots of garlic. So we want to support the industry, the agriculture of Fresno and this wonderful valley produce so much for everybody in the U.S. and around the world.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's Chef Martin Yan, who I've seen on TV for so many years, and he just sprung upon us right here. My in Garlic Festival guest, Supervisor Steve Brandel. Thank you for hanging out.
Yeah, it was really cool to hear the chef talk about, you know, how to use garlic, you know, and a perfect blend of spices. And he talked about mixing it with ginger.
It was such a drastic change because I was staring at you and you were talking about making a grilled cheese. And then suddenly I looked to the right.
Here's the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, right.
Well, listen, you might not be the best chef, but they're saying, of course, you're very integral in putting this together. For those that do not know the National Garlic Festival and Food Expo, thinking, well, yeah, I've heard of that. It's been here a while. No, this is brand new. Explain how it got started here.
So it really, you know, in your last segment, you interviewed the man. The man with the vision is a guy named Peter DeYoung, right? And he seized on an opportunity when Gilroy decided that they were going to shut down their garlic festival. And he'd been thinking, you know, Fresno needs that, but it was kind of already spoken for. But when Gilroy decided, you know, we're not going to do it anymore, for whatever, they had several couple different reasons, COVID and everything made it difficult. Peter said, hey, we're going to bring that baby home to Fresno. Fresno's where we grow the garlic. Fresno's where we have the crops that you blend with garlic. And so he came to us and made a pitch, kind of like a pitch, right? Like a salesman. Hey, here's what we could do if you will help me by investing. And Fresno County helped. Now, like I told you, Trevor, we can't do it every year.
Can I come in next week with my peach festival pitch?
Or it depends. You know, the man has a background in marketing. You know what I mean? So I think there was some expertise there.
Okay.
And he does several other things around the community on a monthly, weekly basis. So we all knew him. We knew he's capable. And so he said, hey, if you guys can get me anywhere near this amount of dollars, we can have a successful first year, and it will allow it to roll from there.
Hey, you've been around here a long time. Had you ever heard anybody say that, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, hey, we should be the garlic place. We need to do it. Or was this really kind of new on your plate when you heard it?
It really, until I became a supervisor 3 years ago, I would have to say, you know, I probably knew better than some about the crops that we grew here. Selma, born and raised, but I didn't know how much garlic. And then I become a supervisor 3 years ago. We get this annual report of the crops in Fresno County. I go, are you kidding me? We're that high in garlic? And so I kind of knew it for the last 3 years, only the time I've been a supervisor. So now it makes sense, right? And so
now,
you know, when you walk in the gate over there, there's a big vat of garlic. You can take garlic home with you. And I just think it's fun, but it's, you know, it's, you learn a lot. Just like you can sit and listen to the chef talk about how to blend garlic and ginger and create Thai food.
It's so many uses, and I want to ask you about all the uses of being a supervisor with Fresno County. We hear the stories that make the news. We don't hear the things of quote marketing so much. You know, it's not a
right
headline-y thing. Do you have to go out and to other cities with like slideshows, and that's so old timey slideshows, but you know, presentations like here's Fresno County, here's what we provide.
Well, we partner with the Economic Development Corporation, and they're our partner in that mission. So they go around the world and market
Fresno around the world. Okay.
This is run by a lady named Leanne Eager. If you'd ever like her, I could have her come on the program. Yeah. And she goes around the world and says, you need to be in Fresno. It's in the heart of the Central Valley. Here's what they do there. So who she's usually able to attract is other areas around the world that are ag-related. And they have an ag understanding, and they want to come see how it's done in the number one, the ag capital of the world. They come to Fresno.
So this is the events like this, or the dressing up of the ag industry, right?
Right.
The sizzle aspect. Hey, look, we also do this. We celebrate ag. It's a cherry on the top of a presentation.
Right. Kinda, right? Well, you don't sell the steak. You sell the sizzle. Right. You know, you sell the sizzle, right? And so you have to have events like this. You have to have the Fresno Fair. You have to have, you know, world-class things that people can come to and have fun. And I think this is going to, you know, give this a couple years. It would not surprise me, Trevor, if we end up having the Fresno Fair in the fall and the National Garlic Festival in the late spring.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you know, it could get that big. And really, there's a lot of things here that remind me of the fair. I just had a great garlic chicken from a food truck. I'm looking at the truck right now across the lot. You know, you and I walked around during the break. You can still get the deep-fried Oreos or Twinkies if that's what you want. All of that stuff is here, but there's a lot of focus on garlic.
And wasn't I right about the VIP room, and they're looking like kind of Al Capone feel, right? Didn't
big time. Low lights.
Yeah,
low lights and guitar player.
They could film a 1920s movie in there.
Yeah, they could.
With the right music going on as well. You know what? It's a good feeling Friday, and we haven't talked about anything negative. And I can't tell you how many people in my life have said to me, Trevor, you need to have a dog. Do you hear that? Or no, wait. I know we live alone, right? Yeah. Do you have an animal? A fish?
I do. And I hate to admit it because I get hit on this all the time, Trevor. And Johnny's sitting over there.
It?
Johnny probably is going to think less of me when I tell you I have a cat.
What's wrong with that?
You know, I mean,
what's wrong with that other than they look at us like they know something we don't know?
Right. But, you know, dog people, they look down on cat people, and sometimes vice versa. I happen to think that cat
low
people.
Low maintenance.
There's an intelligence level that cat people have, right? That dog people, quite frankly.
Oh, I said, yeah. I don't know if I believe that. I thought you meant the cats had an intelligence, and not the owner.
So I have a cat. I don't have a dog. I've been told my whole life, you look like a guy that should have a Rottweiler. Instead, I have a cat.
Can I tell
Speckles.
You?
Speckles.
Can I tell you the last cat that I loved?
Okay, let's
hear
it.
Up until. So, laying down on the couch. This is 1989. That's how long it's been since I've had a cat. Girlfriend next to me. Cat on top of us purring. Watching TV. Snowing outside. Fireplace going.
Perfect. Yep.
Like a painting.
Yeah.
Suddenly the cat stands up and I look at it and it starts to urinate. And I go, ah! And when I did, it jumped over us, just took off over our face. So that's the last
stream.
I don't want to go into detail. Do you think it stopped? Really? Do you think it stopped? No. Okay. So
I've never heard of that. That's amazing.
I did a night show on a radio station, and I gave the cat away on the air.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So I haven't had a cat since.
Oh, man.
But that's a tough story, man. That's a tough story.
You know, there's a chance that the cat was kind of done with you and thought, you know, here's a way I can get out the door.
Oh, I knew it was, and I was done with it. Yeah.
So dogs. Let's talk about dogs and animals.
Everyone's saying that I should have a dog, and I'm now that I have been prepping at home more now than studio later. When I used to be like, I'm gone all the time. You know, I don't want to have a dog gone all the time. And believe me, my neighbors are obviously breaking in some puppies because let's call them an alarm clock outside.
Oh, right.
Okay, so I didn't want to go through all of that like that. I mean, I've heard it's easier to almost have a baby than it is a puppy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not hard to have a cat. That's all I can say.
Well,
you know, you go on vacation. I just went on vacation. Cat, you have one friend or family come over once a day. They don't need to throw a tennis ball. Just feed the cat. cat good. Come home a week later, cat good. You know, that's the benefit of a cat. You go to work all day, you don't have to fret. I've got to get home and walk, you know, spot. Instead, you go, hey, when I get home, I'll get home. The cat's good with that.
Well, I'm now getting a little bit warmer, just a tad bit warmer. I saw a headline today, Animal Kingdom 1 in 3 would choose their pet over their house or their spouse. People love their animals.
Oh, yeah.
I could love one. And Fresno County has a new animal service shelter. Does that mean that I could go out there and get an already mature dog? Is that what I'm thinking
when you say that?
Like,
well, you can go out there and get
a non-puppy.
Either or. You can get a puppy or a mature animal. Yep. And usually, you know, they screen the animal. So that animal might have had an owner that had passed away or an owner that moved into a location that can't have a pet or any number of reasons, but the animal is already family friendly.
Can I ask an insensitive question?
Sure.
Is there a test drive period?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
3 days in? Sorry, guys. This is a demon dog.
Because of the cat incident, right?
This was the craziest thing. This was the ex-wife, and when she was in Modesto for a few months before she became my ex-wife, she found this cat, and she was like, had it for a night or two, and we said no. I was like, no, I'm not gonna live with a cat. And we took it to the cat shelter place,
yeah,
right, which was 5 or 6 miles from where we lived. And a few nights later, I hear the same meow, meow, at the front door, and I go, no,
come on, man.
I open the door, I close it real quick, I go wake her up. I'm like, it's back. How did it get back? And so I was all freaked out, thinking it's like some Disney movie.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. There was a Disney movie. What was that movie? Back when we were kids.
Dog Gone Away, Find Its Way Back Home.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
So I called the next day. You know what they said? When we get too many in here, we take them back to where they were turned in from because we think it was an owner. It would go back to the original house because we said it's not our cat.
Oh.
That was their excuse. They came back and dropped it off in the same neighborhood is what they told us.
They thought it was going to go to a different house.
I guess. But so that...
Fresno County is not going to do that move.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you'll have a chance. If it doesn't work out, you could bring the pet back.
Okay, so it's a brand new animal shelter place.
Am I spanking new? Yeah, we just had the ribbon cutting, which is the end of the process, about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot at the end of a long week. Ready?
Yes.
Do you know how much it would like cost to get a dog? Do you have any idea? Ballpark.
I don't. Yeah, put me on the spot. I'm no good because I don't want to say something that's not true.
Is it just double numbers? You think it's not like 100 something?
I think it's probably, you know, if you
under,
yeah,
maybe
right there. 100
we're
or
saying,
under.
It's fake news right now. That's
fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah,
it's fake news. We're both at the end of a long week.
We can pretend we're on CNN and just say anything.
We could say anything. Yeah, so just say $128.
Yeah, $120.
Okay, thank
somewhere
you.
Right in there.
Right.
You know, totally. You know, it's CNN today, CNN Friday. We say whatever we want.
We
you know,
say whatever we want.
You know, yeah, we go super MAGA. You know,
no MAGA king.
Trump,
the MAGA king. You know, does he not realize that suddenly that's going to be on T-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Like people wore deplorable, like proud, yeah, proud, right? Well, listen, this is something to be proud of out here.
Yep.
And how did I sit here the whole time, guys, and not realize I'm staring at a big piece of garlic? I can't believe.
That is like a 25-foot garlic. It's not a balloon.
It's a big
floating
plastic garlic.
It's like a... Yeah, what do you call those things? You fill them up
it's
with air.
It's 2 stories high. Balloon.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the end of a long week.
Can we go back to the animal shelter for like 30 seconds?
Yes.
Let me talk about it for 30 seconds because it's $9 million from the taxpayer, right? Okay, so here's the deal. The last animal shelter we had, the animals were outside. It was a mess. It was the best we could do. It was outside. The animals get sick. Diseases, they spreads around, it stinks, all of that. Now it's inside, climate controlled, year round. When it's hot outside, it's comfortable inside. All of the stalls, all of the toys, all of the food utensils are clean, but the specialty machine, it doesn't just gut-wrenchingly stink when you walk in. And you know, it's the animals are much healthier. The people, the humans that live there, they all have their own cubicle. They're not working on top of each other. There's conference rooms for all of our partners that help us get the animals out. We find homes, Trevor, for 90% of the animals.
Wow, that's a good batting average.
I think so.
I didn't know. I never thought of that. But people live on site because they have to maintain the dogs 24/7. Right?
Totally.
And,
yep.
Dogs and cats too, right?
And cats. Well, we get on opening day. Somebody took a 3-legged goat that had been turned in. So there's a couple farm animals in there. You'll see some bunny rabbits and horses. You might even buy a horse like Rich Strike for $30,000. Did you see that Kentucky Derby? Do you know that horse got sold for $30,000, and that owner bought that horse for $30,000?
Wow!
Wins the Kentucky Derby.
I didn't see it live. I saw the overhead drone shot. I think every coach should show the team at halftime that comeback win if you're down in the locker room.
Oh yeah, agreed. I'm talking about inspirational. And I don't see. Did you see? There was a time when that horse that did not even have a path forward. He was like locked into a group of horses. And this was like, a quarter mile left in the race, and just out of nowhere took a couple of.
All right, next year we got to have the horses running during the garlic.
right, yeah,
the garlic downs.
But we'll have horses out there. We've got Lisa Smitkamp, our district attorney. She already showed that you can adopt. So she adopted a dog. So, you know, good things happen. We got these animals on display. I've got a community meeting coming up in a couple weeks. It's one of the things I want to highlight because our community wants to know that we're taking care of animals. You just read a report, Trevor, that most people prefer their pet to their spouse, right?
Well, it says 1 in 3 would choose their pet over their house.
And I think the other 2/3 are lying.
we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Supervisor Brandell. Appreciate you coming out. And
thanks for having me, and thanks for promoting. And
you're
thanks
part
for
of
talking
this
about something great in our community.
You betcha. Now let's go learn a little something more here about garlic.
You know, our goals and expectations are to surpass the world record that was set in Gilroy, I believe, in 2007, where they hit 108,000 people. We'd like to see 110,000 people. And that's only going to happen if everybody that's watching this tells a friend and asks them to tell a friend. We deserve it. We should be the world record holder for the largest number of people at a garlic festival. And if we don't hit it this year, we're going to try again next year. And we're going to put Fresno County on the map.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
We're here, National Garlic Festival and Food Expo. And if you haven't been here, you can't say, oh, I've been to that before. No, this is the first day. It is brand spanking new festival here at the Fresno Fairgrounds. And there is so much to do. It's, the whole festival is about food. And thank you so much to Ryan Jacobson for Fresno County Farm Bureau for spending so much time. Fresno County Supervisor Steve Brandell for spending so much time with us. And also for the founder of the National Garlic Festival, Peter DeYoung. He stopped by. He's the marketing guy behind this. It got it all going. Went to Fresno County and pitched his idea, and they backed it. And that was it, $250,000, I think. But that backing is 1 year only, and so now it's I guess sink. What do they say? Sink or swim. Yep, and we're going to be swimming. Come on out if you're in the medical industry, and if you got a valid ID to show that you're some form of that, you get in absolutely free. And it runs till 11 o'clock tonight. They're going to have live music. They got all live cooking presentations. Also tomorrow till 11 and Sunday till 9 p.m. As well. And it was interesting there hearing about the new Fresno County Animal Service Shelter. I'm thinking about the age range of a dog. One that's like already 2 or 3, I guess it depends on the breed, because even some 2-year-old breeds can still be kind of teenagery, right? You come home and you're like, oh, what did you do to the cushion? And they got that look on their face that everybody says, oh, it's so adorable. Look, they look guilty. See, I don't feel that way. I never have that like, oh, adorable. No. Not at all. Not with the accidents in the kitchen, you know, when you got the gate up so it can't get on the carpet. No puppy, No puppy. That's out of the question. And I know there are many. Man, that guy needs to get some CO2 emission California carbon. Newsom needs to come get that out of service. Listen, I know they're transitioning too quickly, but that cart right there, I can taste it. That needs to... You taste that? Yeah, yeah. Needs to be out of service. I'll make a list of things they need to work on for next year. Okay, that's the only thing I can see is get that cart out of service. But thinking about going out and maybe getting a somewhat mature dog. They at the office of they say that it actually increases your outlook on life. Keeps somebody around. And you know what? It would be the only thing in your life that, you know, didn't give you a weird look or even do the, yeah, go ahead, or say anything mean ever. You know, you're never mad at your animal. Well, I guess that's why maybe one in three would choose their pet over their house or their spouse. And this research said 2,000 dog and cat owners show that 33% would choose their animal instead of their house. 33% would choose their pet over their significant other. Man, wouldn't that be crushing to have your husband or wife say to you, for you to find out that they actually chose roof, roof, over you? That's a crusher. Unless you were like, well, they're just being honest. I feel the same way. I would choose Ruff Ruff over her. Maybe that's just something that pet owners agree with, right? If somebody breaks in the middle of the night, save me and the dog, right? Give yourself up. 31% say the possibility of a pet's death keeps them up at night. See, what's the point of having it then if you're going to lay up and worry about it going away? They said even more so than the death of a family member or being the victim of a crime or going through a divorce. Boy, that's some people that take their pets really seriously, right? They said here the oldest pet lived to be about 11 years old. About one-third have a senior pet, 7 or older. But see, here's the whole thing. And I guess you could say this, well, it happens to humans. What, are you going to... you're going to stop caring about people in your life just because they get older, right? But, you know, dog, let's just think of dogs. You know, they lose sight. They can lose their hearing and they get slower. And, you know, we had a dog. It was my brother's dog, Dixie Cup. And I don't know, would that be racially insensitive to have a dog named Dixie these days? You know, the South, I guess. I don't know. But Dixie, and, you know, all through high school, Dixie, and even before, was in our life. And then I was up in Chico in school up there, registered in school, and up there, and I got the news that Dixie died. And I was like, oh, man, I remember, like, just how horrible that felt. And I think that's probably why I've just never had a dog. I just like, you know, even if you get the maximum, you're looking at one heartbreak a decade. And I know there's people out there because I talk to you and I know them. And we've talked about it. They're willing to go through it because they get that whole decade of love. So I'm at least going to put on sensible shoes, maybe pack a sack lunch and head out to the Fresno County Animal Service shelter and just roll through. Maybe bring a folding chair and sit in one in front of the cages and kind of look at the dog for 10 or 15 minutes, get a feel. I should ask if they let you like go on a walk with a leash or something like that. Well, I guess I'll figure all of this out. You don't have to figure out about garlic, let me tell you that, because right now we're going to take a pause and go let you learn something about garlic.
Agritourism is very important to ag commodities, and we've done a really poor job at agritourism when we have these gold nuggets in a bag that we could be talking about. We feed the world. And we don't tell people about it. We don't talk about it. We don't promote it. And that needs to change, and it will change as people begin to take note of what we're doing. And the most important thing is COVID is over. Let's celebrate, and let's thank the people that got us through it. So, yeah, if we don't hit the world record this year, okay, we're going to do it next year.
Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Oh, boy, I tell you, it is the place to be here in the Valley, the National Garlic Festival and Food Expo, live from the Fresno Fairgrounds. Today's the first big inaugural kickoff, and also it's going to be running Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to snap yourself out of the man-made lockdown, dizzying zone that we've all been living in, this is a good way to come out here and crack the ice off of the shell. And if you think you can't crack the ice off the shell, all you got to do is take a spoonful of that garlic ice cream, and bam, there'll be some snapping going on. There was a 50-50 out here off of our four-person focus group that we did. I'm a little leery. You know, he's the CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau. He's a Fresno County supervisor. I'm talking about Brandow and Jacobson out here. You can't rip on a product that's when you're actually part. I tell you what, if they were sitting in my backyard, maybe I'll invite them over and then offer it to them without any microphone in front of them. See if they tell you if they want some of it. Yeah, that's how you really tell. Right. But hey, it wouldn't be a product if people didn't like it. And I've been sitting here staring at the Indian fry bread. Washington Redskins. I'm just trying to be 2022. Okay, we'll still call it the Native American fry bread, the corn dogs over there. I mean, it's all out here. The garlic chicken, you can get the fried. I think Ryan Jacobson said he had the fried fish. I come from the capital. You saying this is the capital of a garlic here? Fresno, I come from the capital of fried fish, West Tennessee. You know, even people in Mississippi can't brag about fried fish. Like the folks can out at Real Foot Lake, actually formed by an earthquake. That earthquake in the 1800s that hit the Mississippi River. I mean, everybody thinks of California as being, well, we are earthquake land out west, but there's fault lines all up and down. Boy, can I go to any more rambling thought? I've gone from earthquakes to garlic ice cream to Real Foot Lake to fried fish to letting you know what you can do out here tomorrow morning at 11:30 in the morning. There's going to be a cooking demo at 1 o'clock. There's going to be Mario Lopez, his celebrity cooking demo. At 2 o'clock, he'll also be crowning the National Garlic Queen. That's quite a memory for the National Garlic Queen, right? When she's in the rest home, you know, going through photographs, however we look at them years from now, going, look at me, and it's Mario Lopez, crown me. That'd be a great moment there. And at 2:30, you can actually meet Mr. Lopez, celebrity meet and greet, celebrity cooking demo going on with Chef Yen, who stopped by here, and it was just so amazing how he just rolled up and went right into it. And that's really cool. So all this kind of stuff's going on. And keep in mind, and if you live around the fairgrounds, don't think it's Putin invading tonight. There's going to be fireworks Friday night, Saturday night. And they're going to give a little break there on Sunday night because they're shutting the joint down at 9. But big fireworks tonight here. Also Saturday night. So bring everybody out and just have a good old time, as they call it, as we're battling Gilroy. Everybody's acting like it's good-natured. I say let's get aggressive. Let's break the world record on this. Gilroy owns that world record of people attending. I think it was 109,000 or something. They were projecting, hopefully, over 100,000 folks will roll through on this three-day opening out here. Keep in mind, they said the World Ag was like 98,000. So it's very doable, and hope it happens. And if you're in the medical world, you can slip by absolutely free. That's right. Just bring some kind of ID that shows something, right? Something that shows, and you can get in free out here. And it's going to be all weekend long. And it's been very cool to get to talk to so many different people out here. Ryan Jacobson was talking about we're also number one with peaches. We're number one. What was the other one? Citrus. Number one citrus. And he was saying number one blueberries. And you've heard an apple a day might keep the doctor away, but a new study finds blueberries, they're saying how good they are for your brain. They said it's It's as good for your brain as red cabbage. Well, if I had the choice, brain energy, red cabbage, or do I eat some blueberries? Go blueberries. That's what they're talking about right here. And they said it can prevent dementia later on in life. But we hear these stories. They tell us this works, and then you do it for 10 years. You keep an aspirin on you in case you have a heart attack, and then suddenly they go, nope, that wasn't true. That doesn't work, right? It's like, it makes you really wonder, and especially during these last 2 years of the man-made lockdown. Oh, I said I wasn't going to do anything negative. But, you know, the trusting of science, you know, my mind's changed completely about it, how I view it. That's one of the actual, I think, travesties that has happened. Do you think that's multiple parents with that? Do you think that's a couple families together? Or are they, I got to ask them.
Hey, are you guys all from the same family?
Are they all from the same family?
Yeah. Are there a few mom and dads with this? There's a lot of little kids there. Hey, you guys go ride some rides and have fun, okay?
They're going, what in the world? What happened? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 little kids, and I didn't see more than three adults there, did you? Wow, look at that. That's exciting to see out here. Everybody's coming out and having a great time. What was I talking about? Oh, eating blueberries to help dementia later. I think that means it's time to take a break, don't you? I do. Let's go hear something more here about garlic.
Yeah, one of the misnomers about Gilroy and being labeled as the garlic capital of the world is that very little garlic is actually grown in that area.
They hear Gilroy, they hear garlic. They think it's all grown there. Fresno County is the garlic capital of the United States.
So a garlic crop really easily can, when you figure out your ground prep timing prior to planting and after harvest, it's easy for garlic to take over a year's worth of production.
Garlic has got something special. The aroma, the history, the flavor, the multicultural uses of garlic.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, it's the National Garlic Festival Food Expo live from the Fresno Fairgrounds, and it's live because it's become alive again after our man-made lockdown. And I have to say, I have now made a new friend, Jose. Jose, good to meet you, man.
It's a pleasure is mine. I always listen to the radio show in the throughout the day.
Well, thank you for listening to us throughout the day, and thank you for your service. He's a veteran in the Army, and I getting here to talk to him before we went live. You got a couple of brothers in the Marine Corps, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, what was that? I'm just going to be a different brother and be ornery, and I'm going to not follow. Or were you the oldest? Where are you in the pecking order?
No, I was the youngest. The youngest of the oldest.
So and you had to be different, didn't you?
And the oldest of the youngest. I was in the middle.
Okay, got you right there. Well, listen, thank you for your service there. And the reason that, other than your veteran hat, they're getting my attention and your food right here. What is this again? You told me what that was.
That's the beef garlic, pulled beef with garlic.
On a shell there.
On a panina bread or something of the sort. Okay.
And now this is the real reason. Here we go. Drum roll, please. Jose, what did you think of that garlic ice cream?
It was, the taste of garlic is mild, but if you love garlic, you're going to enjoy it.
There?
The chocolate is a little bit more poignant than the vanilla. But and I also tried the...
And the missus, you liked it as well, right? She liked it. So I guess there are people. Were there people in line? Because it was handed to me over here by Ryan J. He brought it over in a spoon, and I had one mouthful. I didn't swallow it. I see that grass back there. That's where it went. But are there people over there in line going, good, give me more when they get their free sample? Are they ordering it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. Different strokes for different folks. How long you lived in the Valley?
About 30 plus years.
You're not that. Okay. And you are. So how long you been around, man?
I'm retired twice.
Well, you're keeping a little youthful thing there. Where were you born?
New York. I'm a New Yorker.
A New York Rican.
Yes.
Okay, I knew a New York Rican. He was my producer. He was from the Bronx, Brian Carballo. And he said that the way that he got his first car when he was 16 was by selling hot DVDs in high school there, like the game, yeah.
Yep, they like to hustle and, and bustle.
Now, and believe me, I always had a preconceived notion. We stereotype everywhere, right? You know, everybody in L.A. is in a gang. Everybody in San Francisco is gay. Everybody in Miami does cocaine. And everybody in New York is rude. And when I moved there, I had that, okay, everybody here is going to be rude. They're not. They're not at all.
No. No, not at all.
And a part of that is it moves so quick and you live in such a confined area. If you spent your whole day having even half manners of thank you for whole, you know, you'd spend all day going, excuse me, thank you, thank you.
It's
that's
a hustle,
part of it. Yeah.
Hustle and bustle. And if you're a little slow, you will hear it. Get out of the way or move a little faster. It's New York.
Yeah, I remember first time getting off one of the trains where I was like, okay, do I go left or right? So I stopped to look left or right, and it was like, hey, buddy, I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay, I better
keep. If it's the subway during the rush hour, you're going to get trampled.
I got some subway stories. I remember the scariest one was this guy gets on, and I had just seen some kind of weird, I think it was Robert De Niro, Taxi Driver. I'd just seen that movie, and this is like in the 90s, so it'd been out a while. But anyhow, this guy gets on the subway, the door's open, I'm sitting in a chair. It wasn't extremely crowded, and he goes into his army camouflage coat with his hand like what you would do to get a gun.
Yes.
And he goes, attention everybody! And I'm tensing up to receive a bullet. And right. He goes, fried egg sandwiches, $1. Oh, I was like, ooh.
Whew. I can handle that.
Well, I'm glad you moved to California. I guess I am too here.
Yeah.
You going to stay? Or do you got any?
No,
he's leaving.
I'm returning to the Caribbean.
Oh, okay. When do you go?
Sometime in the next few years.
Okay. Well, a man with a plan and a man that likes garlic ice cream. I don't know if you can get it in the Caribbean.
It's a mild taste. It's quite delicious. Garlic just makes everything a little better.
Yeah, doesn't it though? And hey, I said with that garlic ice cream, you could just make a thing of pasta and just put a couple spoonfuls in there, heat it up, and the flavor is everywhere.
I might just like go. I said, it's mild, it's tasty, it's a wonderful family event happening.
Look at him.
You just gotta hunt for the garlic.
All right, Jose. God bless you, man. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it there. Go
you're
get
welcome.
Your food right there, man. Your wife's doing a good
job.
I
won't. Oh, I won't.
She's fanning it away.
She's my niece.
Oh, your niece. I'm sorry. I told you the guy looked young, right? Come on, yeah. What'd you say? New York Rican?
Yeah, New York Rican.
New York Rican. All right. Thank you, Jose. It's a Fresno County. Boy, I tell you, it is something out here. You need to come on out. It is the National Garlic Festival. Thank you for having us out here. It's happening all weekend long. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks, Agent Squires.